This is SB Nation Radio. Here's Jason Gott.
Great to have you aboard here on SB Nation Radio on a Thursday. And who would have thought on June 1st the Houston Astros clearly would have the best record in all of baseball. In fact, they're off to the best start since the Seattle Mariners' great run, 40-12 back in 2001. The Astros 38-16 after sweeping the Twins yesterday. For more on the Astros' quick start and looking ahead for them for the rest of the season, we go right out to our guest line. We are joined by Ryan Dunsmore. He covers the Astros for SB Nation for the website, the Crawfish Boxes, and you can follow Ryan on Twitter at D_more55. Ryan, appreciate you taking the time to join the show, and welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
For the audience nationally that maybe doesn't get a chance to look at the Astros on a daily basis other than to check, you know, the score in the newspaper or on the internet, why are they off to a quick start? Give us some of the reasons why.
Because they have one of the best cores in baseball that really you saw on the 2015 season. Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa, George Springer, Dallas Keuchel, McCullers. Those guys are still the key pieces that are making this team go. It's been the key additions of the offseason that kind of propel them into this spot where they're not just fighting for a division crown. They're now the one of the best teams in baseball, if not the best team in baseball. Maybe Brian McCann, the world, Carlos Beltran, Josh Reddick have all been key pieces to kind of making this team successful in ways they weren't the past few seasons here. Having better at-bats at the plate here, taking more pitches, making pitchers work here. When the team used to be a calling card, you can say, hey, this is the team that tried out Chris Carter for two seasons here and swung to the fences every time. It's not that team anymore. They're having a lot of great at-bats. They have two guys that could really be aces on a lot of staffs, really working hard with Dallas Keuchel and Lance McCullers. And they have one of the best bullpens in baseball that really no one talks about. So everything's working right now.
Ryan, when you look at Dallas Keuchel for a second, here's a guy who was great in 2015, struggled a little bit last year, and now, like you said, a true ace. He's really back on his game. What's been the difference for him again this year to get his game back in gear?
Dallas is a pitcher that kind of is where you have to. He can't blow anybody away. He's not necessarily got the most devastating pitch in the world that's going to make everyone swing and miss here. He's got to work for every single out and outwork them mentally, every batter he faces. He's reading swings. He's making adjustments on the fly here. Dallas didn't necessarily have the best stuff last year because he kind of has struggled early in the count, early in games, got behind a lot of times here. He figured out that match again here. So it still was there last year, just it wasn't to the top form.
The Astros, of course, winners of seven in a row after sweeping the Twins yesterday. And one of the best young players in baseball is Carlos Correa. He's really one of those guys you look at, he can do it all. Just talk about the importance of what he brings to this team and how he's such a big part of their success.
It's a rare skill now we see nowadays to have a guy that's an offensive, be a top guy offensively, defensively, at that shortstop position. There's definitely a few guys that have kind of emerged recently in the years, but Carlos Correa does it all. And it's, you put him in the cleanest spot, he does everything you need at the plate here. He has struggled early in April. Now he's kind of just come on and become that superstar level player that he has shown to be at times during his first two seasons in the majors. If the Astros are going to go to that next level, it's going to be because Carlos Correa finds another gear.
Ryan, just looking at the box score from yesterday, kind of symbolizing the season of the Astros so far, George Springer in the leadoff spot was 4-for-4. He got off to that great start, and since then he's still been playing really good baseball. How important has he been in the leadoff spot to the Astros' success?
He's one of those guys that has all five tools here. He has one of the best base stealers on the team, though they haven't really used that yet here this season. He's been a lot more disciplined at the plate. When he's been put in the leadoff role here, he's kind of changed his style of how he's attacking pitchers here. He's not necessarily going for the long ball, even though yesterday's not necessarily the best example of that in a positive way for the Astros. But he does an excellent job getting the offense started for the Astros.
We are visiting, me, Jason Gotch, you, the American people here on SB Nation Radio, with Ryan Dunsmore. He covers the Astros for SB Nation, and the Astros website at SB Nation is Crawfish Boxes. You can follow Ryan on Twitter at D_Moore55 is his Twitter handle. So Houston right now, Ryan, is up. They're up 11 games on the second-place Rangers in the AL West. Those two teams will square off in Arlington starting tomorrow night. The Astros this season have done well against the Rangers. The past couple of years, Texas has given them fits. But in reality, I know it's only June 1st, but do you see any challenger to the Astros in the AL West that could be formidable as we get deep into the season?
I want to stress how insane an 11-game lead is. It's literally the Astros can go play 500 baseball for the rest of the season and most likely still be in front of the division. And it really speaks to how poorly the start has been for all the rest of the American League West. And no, I don't think there's anyone that can really can reach or get anywhere close to the Astros. Even the only thing that I could see happening during the summer here is having the pitching completely collapse. They already have three starters they projected to be in their starting rotation at the beginning of the year on the DL right now. The team's hoping to get at least two of those back in Morton and Musgrove shortly, but you never know with injuries here. So that's the only really place where the bump in the road here at the moment. But no, that's with all such slow starts from everyone from the ALS, there's really no, I don't see anyone really kind of coming up anytime soon.
Ryan, do you look at Houston? You mentioned the pitching struggles and because of the injuries, and I guess just thinking about what they've done, it's really hard to pick on anything when you're 38-16 at this point in the season. But with the injuries in that rotation, do you think that they will try and make a deal to upgrade the starting pitchers? There were rumors in the offseason, maybe Jose Quintana, the White Sox, they had interest in, just as one example. But do you see a trade on the horizon?
If they want to kind of have that insurance thing, that move, that it would be a very similar move to the Astros have made in the past, like the Randy Johnson move, where they kind of come in and say, hey, we're going for it. I think they definitely have the chips to do that. And that's not even requiring putting Alex Bregman into a deal. You've got Francis Marte, you've got Kyle Tucker, and you've got a ton of guys that AAA level right now that are infield and outfield here that they really are pieces that you could move before they have diminishing returns. So they have what they need to get a guy. It's just really kind of, will the Astros commit to doing that? It's not Jeff Leno's style. He wants to make sure he extends his winning window as long as possible, and he needed to have prospects to do that. But I definitely see that it's a possibility.
What about the job that the manager has done with this team, A.J. Hinch? Because he's a guy who he struggled with the Diamondbacks earlier in his career, but it sure looks like, at least from a distance, what the Astros have been able to do, that he was the perfect guy for this job.
Yeah, I definitely think he's done a great job here in general. The main thing where he's been so successful is making sure that no one really has a set. There's no set lineup or set rotation of guys in the outfield or infield or any kind of. Everyone's always getting rest at some point here. There's never a guy that's going to, there's no, the last Iron Man streak for the Astros was George Springer. At one time he was leading the majors in that earlier this season. He got a little dinged up and missed it out. But everyone else, after that here, everyone's going to get a day off regularly. And they have the horses to make sure there's no dip in talent level-wise when that happens. So AJ's done a really good job of managing that.
And final question for you, Ryan. We really appreciate you taking some time out for us today on SB Nation Radio. Is Houston excited about baseball, the people in the city? I know it's football first for many folks down there, and the Astros struggled for so long, but it's got to at least generate some buzz that this team is doing as well as they are.
No, absolutely. Definitely you can see in the attendance numbers here. They hit over 100,000 against the Indian series last year at last home series, and that is not something that happens very often, especially with kids still in school. So the Astros fans are definitely coming out here. There was a revival with the 2015 season. It kind of got a little longer, but there is definitely a niche for Astros fans in Houston, even with the Texans holding quarter of everything normally for the rest of the year.
Ryan, great stuff. I know we'll be checking in again because the Astros right now are the story in Major League Baseball. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks for having me on.
There he goes, Ryan Dunsmore. Check him out at the SB Nation site, Crawfish Boxes. That is the Astros website at SB Nation. Ryan, of course, covering the Astros for that site. You can hit him up on Twitter as well. His handle is at D_Moore, M-O-R-E, 55. It's Jason Gotch with you. There's a mascot who's in big-time trouble. No joke. We'll talk about that next.